We are now concluding the Masechta with Mishnayos Zayin and Ches in Perek Tes of Arochin. We're now discussing a topic the Torah calls houses that are not in a walled city, Boti HaChatzerim. Houses in a courtyard, but not a walled city. So these houses, the Mishnah tells us, Boti HaChatzerim, Noisim lehem kuach hayofa shebaboti arichomo, the kuach hayofa shebesodos. They have the advantages in terms of redemption of the boti arichomo, and they have the redemption, the advantages of redemption of steyachuz of fields. First, like boti arichomo nigolim miyad. So the Mishnah says the first advantage is nigolim miyad. Like a house in a walled city, they can be redeemed immediately. They don't have to wait the 2 years that are waited for a steyachuza, for a field. Nigolim v'nigolim kol shnei moser chodesh, and they can be redeemed throughout the 12 months that a boti arichoma can be redeemed. Kibotim, like the boti arichoma. But also, if they weren't redeemed at the end of those 12 months, they're not cholot. They don't remain in the perpetual ownership of the buyer. Rather, b'yotzim b'yovel. When the next yovel comes, they go back to the original to the seller, the original owner. U'begerion kesef. Even before the yovel, they can be redeemed with a proportionate amount of money. Let's say he sold it to the fellow for the yovel 10 years before. For $1,000, and the fellow lived in it for 3 years. So for $700 that's remaining, he pays him that money, begerun kesef, kesodos, like a stay achuza, like a family field. Then the Mishnah goes and tells us something more. Whereas the Torah refers to Boti Chatzerim as generally a non-walled city, but it also has an additional meaning, as we'll see in a moment. V'yelohen boti chatzerim, and this is also, these are also boti chatzerim. Shtei chatzeros shol shnei botim. If you don't have the minimum for a city that we required for boti arichoma in the previous Mishnah of 3 chatzeros of 2 houses each, but you only have 2 chatzeros of 2 houses each, even though they had a wall on around them at the time of Yoshua ben Nun, hari elu kibote chatzerim. These have the status of boti chatzerim, and with all the advantages of redemption that boti chatzerim have over boti arichoma. Mishnah Ches. Yisrael shiurash avi imo levi, eino goel kaseder hazeh. So the Rav brings down the Gemara that changes the language of the Mishnah a little bit. It's the following. A Yisroel who inherited his maternal grandfather, who was a Levi, his house, Eino Goel Elo Keseder Hazeh. He still only redeems according to the redemption rules of a Yisroel, either in a Boti Arichema or in a by a Stei Achuza. He has limitations of a Yisroel, even though the land that he inherited belonged to his grandfather, maternal grandfather, who was a Levi, and it was passed down to him through his mother and to him. His grandfather didn't have any sons, so the land went to the mother. V'chein Levi shiurash es avi imo Yisrael, and also a Levi who inherited his maternal grandfather, who was Yisrael, not a Levi, Eino goel keseder hazeh. He doesn't goel the way, he doesn't redeem the way a Levi redeems. Levi has total rights of redemption, never ends. Whereas here he redeems like Yisrael Shenemar, ki boti ori halavim, achiyehei. It says in Parshas Bahar, ki boti ori halavim. So Rebbe learns out, achiyehei Levi uba ori halavim. To have the status of boti ori halavim, it has to be land of a Levi and in the city of Levium. But if the land stemmed back from to a maternal grandfather was Yisrael, no. Dear Rebbe, this is the statement of the words of Rebbe. The Chachamim Amrim, but the Chachamim say, Ein hadvorim amurim ela b'orei halavim. That the Torah is speaking about orei halavim, And the rules of redemption in Ori Halavim, that they can always be redeemed, applies both to a Yisroel, from a Yisroel, whose land is there, but he lives in the Ori Halavim, or it applies Chachomim Amrim, sorry, Ein Hadvarim Amrim Ela B'Ori Halavim. The din applies to a Ori Halavim. The Rav explains Ein Hadvarim Halolu the Geulas Olam Amrim Ela B'Ori Halavim. Avalacha Yehe Levi Lo Bu'in. And we don't require either the owner to be a Levi or the land going back to being that of a Levi. V'Halocha Chachomim. So even by a Yisroel, the rules of what the Ari Levium would apply. Then the Mishnah gets involved with certain things that that are mentioned in Parshas Maaseh, and this is the structure of a city. In Parshas Maaseh, we're told that a city has 2,000 amas, alpayim ama, extending outside of its borders. The first 1,000 amas is a migrash. It can't be used for sowing. It's like a garden area, a park area for people to stroll around and like, and to give beauty to the city. And the second 1,000 amas can be used as a soda, as a field. So the Mishnah now says, "Ein osim soda migrash." You're not allowed to change a soda into a migrash. Velo migrash soda. Velo migrash ear. Nor can you add houses onto the migrash, making the migrash into the part of the city. Velo ear migrash. Nor can you knock down houses in the city and make it part of the park area, the migrash area. Omer Rabbi Eliezer b'med devarim amurim b'ori halavim. Rabbi Eliezer says all these halachas concerning the migrash and the soda only apply to ori halavim. Avol b'ori Yisroel, but by ori Yisroel osim soda migrash, you can turn the field into a garden area, below migrash, or into a park area, I should say, below migrash soda, but you can't turn the migrash into a soda. Migrash ear, you're allowed to turn the migrash, the park area, into the city, below ear, into a city, you can add houses to it, below ear migrash, but you can't turn the city into a park area, demolish houses, kadesh shelo yachrivu es ori Yisroel. So as not to destroy the cities of Israel by demolishing houses and making into unusable land. Now the Tosfos Yomtov points out that the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. The Rebbe Eliezer makes a distinction between Orei Yisroel and Orei Levim. Avlo Rambam b'Perusho, in his Perush in the Mishnah Kosav, Shein Halocha k'Rebbe Eliezer. The Gam b'Chibru, also in his halachas in the Yad, Sofich l'Shmit the Pasak, the Din Orei Yisroel, that the halachas of Jewish cities Orei Yisroel, k'din Orei Halavim, are like the din of the Orei Halavim, l'din hazeh. V'chein Rashi meforesh. The divrei Tanakam, l'din Orei Yisroel, b'zil l'shano. Ein osin soda migrash, b'shem yishuv Eretz Yisroel. You can't turn a field into non-usable land because of the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, behind the churban, that's destruction. Shemayit es azria, because it minimizes the amount of sowing of crops. V'lo migrash soda shemachriv es noy o'ir. Nor can you turn a migrash into a field because it destroys the beauty of the city. The point of the park area, the grassland areas, is that it should make the city more beautiful. Migrash ainois an ear, Rashi says. We don't turn a migrash into the city building houses on it. Because the city is not beautiful without land around it, parkland around it. Nor how much more so you can't turn a city into a migrash, demolish houses and make the land into grassland, because you can't destroy the habitated city. And the Mishnah concludes, Hakonim v'halavim mochrin li'olam v'goanim li'olam. They can sell at all times, with the exception of the Yovel year. Again, the Mephoshim bring down the Gemara's Kal v'chomer. If a Yovel breaks up a sale, it certainly prevents sales from taking place. So even Levim and Kohanim cannot sell land in a Yovel year. So Le'olam means anybody Yovel year, but they can sell 2 years before the Yovel year, whereas, as we had before, that a Yisroel is not supposed to sell within 2 years of the Yovel year. Shenemar, Geulas Olam Tiel Alevim. There will be an eternal, this is mentioned in the Mishnah previously a few parakim ago, but again the Mishnah ends on this beautiful concept, Geulas Olam Tiel Alevim. There will be perpetual ability of redemption for the Levim. Nishlamo Maseches Erechin. Like the same, that Emir Tzashem, the Zuchus of our learning Mishnayis Erechin, should be a Zuchus for the Chayolim, for the soldiers in Eretz Yisroel, and not only for the soldiers, but all the Jews of Eretz Yisroel, and only for all the Jews of Eretz Yisroel, but all the Jews of Am Yisroel throughout the world, in these very troubled times. May we come to see a time again when the laws of Yovel will be knowing again, because all the shift they call, all the tribes of Israel, will be back in their land, and peace will reign in the world.